Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as we continue to celebrate the one-year anniversary today of our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project, which enters year two, it's a Brian Lehrer Show Unemployed People Summit right now. President Obama is having his job summit with corporate and labor leaders, but all those people do have one thing in common. Yes, they have jobs. And I think we can predict that the corporate leaders will suggest cutting taxes and the labor leaders will suggest more stimulus programs. But all those people do have that same thing in common. They have jobs as they speak to the president, who also has a job. So our little contribution to the national discourse right now will be an unemployed people summit. And here's how it'll work. If you are unemployed or underemployed, we'll count underemployed in this, as the number should, you are invited to call us up right now to tell everybody a little about your situation and to tell the president what policy you would like to see to create jobs. So if you are unemployed or underemployed, here's your chance. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We heard some uncommon economic New Year's resolutions earlier in the hour. Now let's move on to the Brian Lehrer Show Unemployed People Summit. Again, if you are unemployed or underemployed, you are invited to call us up right now, tell everybody your situation if you care to, and to tell the president what policy you would like to see to create jobs. If you are unemployed or underemployed, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Our Unemployed People Summit begins right now with Karen in Stuytown. Karen, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you? How long have you been out of work?
I've been out of work since March.
What were you doing?
I work in IT, and I've done various things. I'm IT audit, IT security, IT governance and compliance.
What's the most surprising thing to you about being unemployed for this long?
That it's really taking this long to get back. Well, that's one thing. But the most important thing for me is everyone keeps telling me there's all this money that you can get for training. And that's not really true. It's true if you're in a blue-collar position or if you're entry-level, but it's not true for someone on my level. And the reason I'm saying that is that the way that the Congress wrote up the money, the laws for getting ITG monies and Pell Grant monies are so stringent that someone on my level cannot take advantage of any of the monies.
So
there's probably somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 that I should be entitled to that I can't use.
That's really something for us to follow up on. I want to look deeper into that when we can.
Because
it sounds like a real.
I'm going to share all my research with you.
Good, because it sounds like an obstacle to retraining that
exactly.
Many people
it's
need.
It's a major obstacle.
So why don't you send?
And it's not just me. I've spoken to other people who are unemployed, and they've run into the same thing.
Would you send us an email off the air with some of your research or a way to get in touch with you?
Sure.
Use the email address brianlehrershow@wnyc.org, okay?
Just one second. Brian?
Lehrer.
L-E-H?
R-E-R. show@wnyc.org. And Karen, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for starting us off. Sergio in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hello. I'm just calling because I'm like one of the many unemployed who have been looking for work now for ages. And one of the things that I think would be really helpful at this stage for me would be to reinstitute the COBRA subsidy. I used to be getting a 65% subsidy for my COBRA payment, and now I'm no longer getting that. And so now it's in essence my healthcare costs have tripled.
Now, this was part of the original Obama economic stimulus package, right?
Yes.
That COBRA for many people, and that's basically you paying your old employer for your health insurance, was being subsidized for many people to the tune of 65%. Has that completely expired now? I know they've been debating this.
It has for me. And so this is the first month that I've gone back up to paying near to $500 a month just to have health insurance. And, you know, that's a huge percentage of my unemployment check, which, you know, is an insurance that I've paid into. So it's essentially me getting back my own money, which is now going mostly to health care. And
yeah. Well, there's a policy. And what do you hope to be doing next year?
Next year I hope to be working.
In what field?
Well, I work for nonprofits as an administrator. I'm looking to get back into philanthropy, which I know is taking a big beating this over this crisis, but so is everything else.
Sergio, thanks for your call and good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, you hear that, President Obama, about the COBRA subsidy? Sergio needs it back. Betty in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Betty.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
I'm okay. How about you? When did you lose your job?
It was early in February, and just like the previous caller, I too am struggling with the whole COBRA payment. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to point out is that most of the people who lost their job at my company were people who had been there a very long time and people in their 50s. And as you know, trying to get a job at that age group has been very, very difficult. So I'm just wondering if there's some kind of policy that can be implemented so that people who are in that sort of age group are reemployed and are not sort of, you know, downsized just because, you know, of age.
Right. Now, of course, there are age discrimination laws on the books. You think they're ineffective?
Well, I think they're ineffective, and I think companies are very sort of astute in perhaps, you know, including a couple of people who are not in the age group, so it doesn't appear to be so blatantly age discrimination.
Or including people in the interview list and then not hiring them.
Exactly right.
Betty, good luck.
Thank you.
Michael in Inwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I'm saying that they should continue our unemployment payments even when we get a part-time job. If I work a day here, I lose $100 and some worth of unemployment, but I may only make $90 in that one day of work. And if you put, you know, if you put the unemployment with what I'm making together, that's still less than what I was making before.
Interesting. So it could be kind of a partial subsidy for somebody who's partially employed, although I guess there is some kind of sliding scale there, as you were saying.
Yeah, but the fact is, I'm not going to go, you know, I have two kids that, you know, I've taken them out of child care, so I have to put them back in child care for me to get a job. But I do say, well, I'm going to stay on the unemployment rather than go to work for 40 hours in a week and lose that, you know, or maybe it's 20 hours in a week, and lose all my unemployment, but then have to then pay for child care for the week.
Right.
And I maybe have a loss.
Yeah, if they want to incentivize work.
Incentivize work, because part-time work leads to full-time work. But I'm not going to part-time work because it costs me too much.
Michael, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
And this is the Brian Lehrer Show Unemployed People Summit to coincide with President Obama's job summit. All the corporate and labor leaders he's getting together with have one thing in common. They have jobs. So we're getting the voices on here of people who don't have jobs to add to the national discourse today. What would you like to see President Obama do to bring back jobs for you and for others? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Mazo posts on our website, I feel that small business needs access to low-interest loans and liquidity. These companies could buy new machines, raw materials, or expand, creating more jobs. We did it for Wall Street. Why not for Main Street? So more bailouts for smaller businesses, says Mazo on our page. Evelyn from Jersey City writes, instant jobs. Every college and university in this country had to put new construction plans on hold this year. These are shovel-ready projects that should be funded with unspent stimulus money. This would put lots of people to work quickly in every city and state of this nation. There are about 4,000 such institutions in this country. So I guess Evelyn wants a special stimulus for stalled construction projects on college campuses. Andy in Queens. Andy, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I'm an out-of-work computer programmer, and tomorrow will be my one-year anniversary of being out of work. And I just wanted to mention that there's two things that have really destroyed the supply-demand side of labor for my industry, and that's outsourcing and also the importation of H-1B guest workers. And our Senator, Chuck Schumer, has actually pushed in the Senate for TARP-receiving companies to be able to get H-1B guest workers, which I think is completely outrageous. And one other thing, the lady who talked about education funds for retraining, I did read an article in the New York Times that mentioned that Mayor Bloomberg got these funds from the federal government, and they were allocated to people who were laid off from the finance industry only, which I thought was outrageous, since that was the industry that brought down the economy. Why shouldn't people from other industries have access to that money?
Yeah, interesting point on that one. And as far as the H-1Bs, you know, we did a segment the other day on how the H-1B quota is not being filled. There are unused H-1B visas for skilled workers from other countries going unused because companies are now very sensitive, or so it seems, to the plight of people like you. They don't want to be seen hiring immigrants before taking back unemployed Americans.
Yeah, I mean, they're crushing American labor. It's a simple tool to do that. I mean, when you have 17% unemployment on the U6 figure, it's just outrageous that the quota should be anything above zero.
Andy, thank you for your call. And that's a larger conversation that one could start. Maybe we should follow up and have that in the coming days. Sam in Freeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
How long have you been out of work?
I've been out of work for about a year now.
That is so terrible. What did you do?
Well, I had a nice job at one company. I won't give company names. And then I left it for an upstart company, which unfortunately crashed with the economy.
And so here we are with the Unemployed People Summit. What do you think the president needs to hear from you?
Well, I know in New York State that there's a program that allows people on unemployment to start a small business while still collecting unemployment. The trick is you have to apply for it in your first 13 weeks of unemployment. Otherwise, you don't qualify. Now, with unemployment being extended now, I believe it's at least a year and a half, and I don't know, even beyond that now, that this program should also be extended. It's a 13-week program that allows you to get help from New York State to start a small business, which will, of course, create a job for yourself and hopefully for other people. And this program needs to just move on, because after the 13 weeks, you have a job, hopefully. New York State stops paying your unemployment, and they're saving money, and you're hopefully making more money.
All right. So more time for the unemployed benefits being extended to people starting small businesses. Sam,
yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And
bye.
That word is out there, Mr. President. Jennifer in Holmdel, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your situation?
My situation is that I was an employee of one of the many magazines that folded during the printed word collapse not too long ago. And while I am, in fact, a resident of New Jersey, I am forced to file for unemployment in the state of New York, despite the fact that I actually get less money in New York rather than in my own state. If I was actually allowed to apply for an employment in New Jersey, I would actually be getting more money. And because it's such a small amount, I've actually just started taking on freelance work, because it ends up, you know, after having taxes removed, it ends up being like a pittance. I mean, I would actually make more money flipping burgers somewhere.
Mm. Wow. So.
And I'm paying taxes in both states. I pay New York City non-resident, and I also pay New Jersey taxes. I'm paying unemployment, but, you know, not
right.
Afforded the
benefits.
You know, the most amount I could possibly get in my own state.
Right, yeah. So that sounds unfair. By the way, what do you think of this idea from Stanley writing on our Facebook page, since you're part of the print collapse? He says the government bailed out the car makers and the banks. They should bail out the newspapers.
Well, I agree with that. I did not come from the newspaper end. I came from the magazine end, but I absolutely agree with support of newspapers, for sure. I mean, it's where we get our information. It's our lifeblood. If it's not from you guys, it's from the newspaper. So I'm in agreement with that.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good luck. Though there are people who will say The web is a whole new world of opportunity to get information in a new media, new economy, but that's a discussion for another day. We'll get one more policy suggestion on here on our Unemployed People Summit from Tom in Plainfield. Tom, you're on WNYC. Hi. Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. What's your idea?
Well, my idea is corporate executives are often getting their bonuses on short-term decisions instead of long-term welfare of the company, and they make decisions on layoffs that have longer-term consequences. And another issue is our labor laws don't really protect our workers very well compared to European branches of our international companies where there are restrictions on layoffs, so our American branch employees suffer the consequences.
Tom, thank you very much. And we're going to leave that as the last word. Thanks to all of you who called in. My sympathies to anybody who is still unemployed today. That's our Unemployed People Summit. Keep posting your agenda items to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. The last word goes today to Big Bill Brunzi from 1938. I've never been in jail, baby, and I haven't never paid no fine. I want a job to make my living, cause stealing ain't on my mind. Whoa, yeah. Pick it, Mr. Josh.